Calm has returned to the center of Almaty, though the signs of violence are everywhere. On Republic Square, scene of the worst of the clashes, security forces have retaken control of gutted government buildings. But there have been food shortages and queues at cash machines and petrol stations, with residents venturing out only for essentials.
At night, when we hear explosions, I'm scared. It pains me to know that young people are dying.
We are scared not just for ourselves, but for our children and other people's children. We never expected such things could happen, especially in Almaty.
Gunfire could still be heard on Friday as military units raced through Almaty's streets. In the eastern city of Taldi Kurgan, where a statue of the first president, Nursultan Nazarbayev, was pulled down, the euphoria has now evaporated. A police loudspeaker warns people to stay indoors while an anti-terror operation gets underway. President Kasym Jomart Tokayev has shown little sympathy for the protesters or calls for calm.
There have been calls abroad for the parties to move the negotiations to a peaceful resolution. What nonsense! What kind of negotiations can there be with criminals, with murderers? We had to deal with armed and trained bandits, both local and foreign.
The claim, without evidence, that protesters are foreign-backed terrorists was the pretext to invite the Moscow-led security bloc to send in its forces. 3,600 CSTO soldiers, most of them Russian peacekeepers, are being deployed. Democracy activists have expressed dismay that their calls for change have gone unheard. The banner reads, "We are citizens, not terrorists." Peaceful demonstrations are still taking place. This is Janaozen in the west of Kazakhstan. But legitimate protests now risk being stamped out by a shoot-to-kill policy. Robin Forestier-Walker, Al Jazeera.